What the ABC says Adam Bandt is like Donald Trump, and ScoMo likens Palestinians fleeing Gaza to Nazis. What's going on out there? I mean, Max Chandler Mather taking the stage at a union rally. Has the world gone mad? Don't you know, Max, that they are not your donors? Some chipmunk on Twitter even likened yours truly to Gina Reinhart. Personally, I don't see the likeness, but I'm sure we both like to drink a fine claret. But how good? How good is our ScoMo? Isn't it wonderful to have ScoMo malingering around the political scene again? Bobbing up on his favourite channel, Sky News with Shari, even though he's now a weapons industry lobbyist. It's wonderful because we can still wear our unique ScoMocchio brand of apparel. Yes, in the same week that ScoMo loudly denounced the Teals as absurd, lazy and appalling for calling Peter Dutton racist, the man who so kindly gave us AUKUS has bolted out of the gate with a call on immigration. Yes, we should not be letting those people fleeing Gaza into Australia because it was like granting visas to Nazis. ScoMo, of course, is an avid fan of Benjamin Netanyahu, so he apparently approves of his pals killing those 20,000 Nazi children in Gaza, stealing Nazi land now in the West Bank, raping Nazi prisoners in detention without charge. Maybe ScoMo's Bible only has the Old Testament. You know, the stuff about killing goats and smiting people. So he doesn't know the bits like the Sermon on the Mount or the parable of the Good Samaritan. Now, there's been a lot of wood for the trees' behaviour this week from our elected leaders. A lot of name-calling, even Jim Chalmers and Peter Dutton had a set to, and reached its apogee when Adam Bandt, yes, the Greens leader, made his dastardly remarks about multinational tax avoiders at the National Press Club on Wednesday. Oh, the wailing, oh, the indignation. Adam had the chutzpah to suggest that large corporations were not paying enough tax and that we should tax them more, you know, make them pay their fair share for Australia's economic future. Trumpian political grandstanding was the way that the ABC saw it. Isn't that what politicians are meant to do anyway? Grandstand? Don't they get a grandstanding allowance index at 25% above CPI? The press was having none of it. Oh, outrageous. Tax slug on Aussie miners, lamented News Corp. To be fair to the journos, they probably had no idea that these Aussie miners were foreign controlled and that their cherished Minerals Council of Australia peak lobby group, whose PR they spruik, whose press releases they rewrite daily, is by far majority owned, as is the gas lobby, or controlled, and they certainly would not know how to do an ASIC search to find out. Even the most progressive mainstream media framed the story as Bandt defending the indefensible, except for perhaps the SMH, good old SMH, where we used to work, because they were busy covering a bigger story, of course. Celebrity dream homes, unique design, unrepeatable opportunity, chic, modern, French, provincial style. All above the fold, nowhere to be seen. This other incidental stuff. But we can tell you from 15 long years of burrowing through accounts, through foreign multinational accounts, giving ASIC $41 a pop for every one of them, checking the P&Ls, the balance sheets, the tax notes, the cash flow statements, and we've gone into the source materials 1,000 times on the very people that Adam Bandt is talking about, and he is dead set right. Even back in the days when we were last at the MCH, when timeless elegance, charming decor, and distinctive features of true luxury did not adorn the top of the homepage, We can tell you that these robbers, these multinational robbers, aided and abetted by the big four, Deloitte, PwC, KPMG and EY, are exporting our resources for free or on the cheap, very cheap. As an ordinary Australian, we can tell you getting to the tax note in Exxon or Glencore or Shell or Google or whoever and finding that you pay more income tax than they do literally does not exactly brighten one's day, especially if you've just done a whole load of BAS statements which have piled up on you. Well, they say we only pay tax on profits, you know, that's what they say in their defence. Well, how the hell have you stayed in business for 10 years then, Exxon, and raked in $80 billion and not made a profit? Who stays in business for 10 years, Vodafone, without making a profit? Now, we don't agree with everything Adam Bandt recommends, particularly the market controls stuff. There are different solutions to this, but there are solutions, and it is a critical issue. People that earn the most money in this country, the institutions, pay dollar for dollar the least tax. It's maths. In many cases, they don't even pay decent royalties. And that's not tax. That's not income tax. That is the payment, known by accountants as cost of goods sold, which a company should pay, this is royalties, which a company should pay the state, that's us, for our minerals, which we own, which they are extracting and exporting offshore for nothing. Bandt is fair dinkum on the money. This week kicked off with the usual whining from the fossil fuel sector in its favourite place, the Israelian. Monday was looming crisis and perfect storm. Gas, you know, gas shortages again. Tuesday, again on the front page. Blackouts, watch out, they're coming. But hang on, didn't the energy market operator, AEMO, come out on Monday also, the very day when the Israelian was declaring its exclusive crisis and tell the market that the risk to gas supply was over? Yes, it did. And these aren't lobbyists. These are cautious, old, grey cardigan-wearing regulators from AEMO. No crisis, they said, while the Australian was bellowing crisis. So what is it about? It's about getting fossil fuel approvals as long as they possibly can. And the Israelians, will the Israelians just rewrite press releases because they are lobbyists? And we're loath to crow. We're loath to crow. But at Michael West Media, we unveiled quite a scam on Wednesday when Zach Schumer broke the story about the government's secret $14 billion pool of terrorism levy insurance. Yes, did you know that if you have a business or are a high-end property owner and you pay insurance, that you may well be paying a terrorism levy buried in that insurance policy somewhere? Did you know that? Few people seem to know it. Zach broke the story, but he didn't get many people wanting to talk to him, either from government or industry, for obvious reasons. $14 billion. This terrorism levy was introduced in the wake of 9/11, and there was a lot of fear about terrorism everywhere. And now it's secreted away somewhere in a pool, this $14 billion pool. Insurers were mum, the government was mum. Nobody wanted to go on record about this rort. What is the risk to a farmer at Gallaghan Bone? There has not been one claim made under terrorism, said Zach. They told him at least that much. And that's therefore terrorism insurance. That's definitely what they call insurance. Why can't the insurers cover this themselves then? Yes, this week was a smorgasbord of scams, as it always is, almost always. Humey was back. Jane Hume vying for scam of the week yet again. Come on, Jane. You just took out the gong last week. We know you're a high achiever, but don't be greedy. Humey was fuming in the wake of the government's right to disconnect laws. It was unreasonable, she said, that workers should get any more rights than they've already got. Her colleague, Angus, treasurer for the Cayman Islands, put in a bid too for the scam of the week when he shimmied forth with this little beauty. True story, quoting Angus, we've got a government which is not treating taxpayers' money with the respect that it deserves. Now, where does one go with this? What does one do with this such a grand pronouncement from Le Angus? To be true to his word, Angus should come out and tell us who got that mysterious $80 million of public money in the famous tax haven water buyback from Barnaby's department. Come on, Angus, who was it? Respectfully, who were the mysterious shareholders of the company you created in the Cayman Islands, the guys who got that respectful $80 million for dodgy overflow water? Of course, government could find this out, but it is loath to, apparently. They don't dob each other in too much, although there's a lot of noise and waving of hands in Parliament. It's tempting to award Angus with the inaugural, with his inaugural scam of the week, this towering accolade for words uttered with such unerring abstraction. Alas, it is simply too much to go past the man himself, the man who once said, I respect people of all sexualities. I respect people of all religions, all faiths. Alack, he forgot to add, except Palestinians. So come on down, ScoMo. You take the gong for scam of the week. Please like, share and comment in the space below. And thank you for your support.